It's time for Rock 94 and Halfway Home freestyle action tonight. I've got not only Lacey on the line, who doesn't want to talk too much, so she's going to let Shamir do all the talking. Remember Shamir? He played that awesome guitar in studio performance at rock945.com. Shamir.
Hey, nothing much, man. Just hanging out in Reno.
Is that where you guys are tonight? Reno? And then it's what? Boise, then Spokane, right?
Yeah, and then Australia.
Australia? What the hell are you guys doing over there?
We're supporting the Deftones.
Oh, sweet. So have you been, what have you been doing? I mean, you've been on the road with 3 Days Grace, or is this just a one-night thing?
For the past 2 weeks, we've been out with 3 Days, and it's been a pretty great run, especially, you know, because the combination of bands, Red and 3 Days Grace, it's just been a night of great musicians for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, because they're coming back. They're like pulling double duties up here. They're playing, opening up for Nickelback. I wondered if they were actually officially on the Nickelback tour or on the road with you guys. So that clears it up for me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, Shamir, you did an awesome job with us last time you were in town. Thanks for playing the in-studio performance. That was really cool.
Yeah, definitely, man. It was definitely our pleasure.
Have you heard it? I mean, it's online at rock945.com. Do you ever check those things out again, or you just leave them there?
No, you do. You know, it's fun to, you know, to go through YouTube and figure out all the stuff that we've done in the past, and it's good to, you know, see, like, you know, how the performances were there.
Right.
You know. It's just cool to see the progression.
Well, it was definitely a cool time. We haven't forgot about y'all, and I think that's why it sold out so fast. There's still a lot of people who want to go to the show, so do come back soon, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
Right on. And I hope we didn't scare Lacey away or anything with all those freaking new guy comments.
Not at all.
He just really, really needs a date.
Hi, this is Lacey from Flyleaf, and you're listening to Jeff Scott on Rock 94 and a Half, Spokane's best rock. We can push out, sell out, die out.
Leaf, Rock 94 and Halfway Home Style tonight, and we're still on the line with Shamir. It's kind of noisy down there. They're just getting set up for that gig in Reno, so bear with us a little bit. 3 days, great guys, pretty cool.
They are really cool guys. Like they're pretty quiet guys, and but they, when they get on stage, you know, it's a really powerful show.
Yeah. Well, we love all their stuff. I mean, come on. Between you two, I can't see a moment's breath there, you know?
Yeah.
That'd be quite a night. A lot of miles to pile on before we get here, though, so do take it easy while you're driving.
Definitely. Like, luckily, we have a spot, you know, so we get to sleep and rest up.
Now, Shamir, last time you were here, we were talking a little bit about how you were going to stretch out your debut album, and you did. You made it last almost the entire year. Did you ever get to work on the next CD, or is that in the can already? How are you doing with that?
You know what? There's been, you know, like ideas and stuff about what to do, you know, with the second record, you know, when to start working on it and stuff like that. And you know, I think, you know, it may not be until next year because they want to push some more singles off this record.
Sure. Well, you already got four that are just ticking off of it already. I wondered how many more were in there. And
yeah, it's exciting to think about, you know. But like this last month, we've been home and we've been writing. We demo songs, you know, for you know, maybe songs from the next record, who knows, you know, that we've been writing is, and you know, I'm pretty excited about.
All right, well, you covered the abuse, the neglect, the depression, the dysfunction thing, so what's left?
You know what, those things are always part of life, you know, like there's every spectrum of emotion, you know, every spectrum of intensity of what you can feel and stuff, you know, that those things don't go away, you know, that's what makes you live, you know, that's what makes you feel alive, and as long as those things are there, you know, as long as there's inspiration, and there's always inspiration, you know, those songs will always be,
right.
You know, as long as there's a message of hope to be sought after, you know, in all the crap that we go through every day, you know, like, as much as it's gonna be there, you know, of finding hope and almost hopelessness.
And it's still gonna rock out, totally, because that's what you guys do, yeah. Again, it's all sold out for Sunday night, folks. It's Flyleaf, 3 Days Grace, Red down at the Big Easy. Sorry you can't get there from here if you were hoping, but maybe we'll get them back real soon. About 94 to Halfway Home. Sunday night, Big Easy sold out with, 3 Days Grace and Red at Flyleaf on the line. Shamir, I've been told that Lacey's sitting right there. Can she say hi to us real quick?
Yeah, here she is.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, Shamir.
Yeah, you want to say hi real fast?
Yeah, appreciate it.
Hello.
Hey, Lacey, what's up?
Hey.
It's Jeff Scott, 94 and a half, Freeway 500 going on here. Welcome back to Spokane Sunday. Have an awesome show, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We enjoyed your in-studio performance so much last time, but, like, you know, with the band thing, you always get them all pumped up, and then there's the pre-show hype and the freebie frenzy, and then we never get to say thank you afterwards. So I finally got to do that. So thanks again.
Well, thank you, man. Thanks for paying attention.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Flyleaf, you've been on the road straight for a year?
Oh, well, it's been, like, I think 3 years now.
Jeez. Are you starting to call the tour bus home at this point?
It was. When we took some time off in January, and when we got back on the bus, we were all feeling like we just walked into our house.
Right. Then you had to go back to Texas, to the big Lone Star State.
Right.
Cut and shoot. That's my favorite part of town. Down in the piney woods. Cool. Yeah, do you know anything about that? I heard this rumor that there was like a Bigfoot down in the piney woods. You ever heard anything about that?
I heard about it.
You did, but you never seen anything?
I saw the videos on TV.
Yeah? There was some videos on that?
Yeah, there was a video of it.
Cool. I wonder if Texas Bigfoot has ever met Washington Bigfoot. But anyway, but like, yeah, like I was telling Shamir, you guys came in and you just took our town by storm, and that's why it sold out so fast, and there's still a lot of people who want to go to the show. So we hope to get you back in town again, and enjoy the rest of the road out there.
Cool, man. Thank you.
And I know it's going to be like a rocket ride, Reno, Boise, Spokane, and then you're going over to Europe.
Yeah, we're going to Australia first with the Deftones, and then we're going to go to Europe with Stone Sour.
Wow. So this ride just never stops, huh?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, you do an awesome job. Thank you so much for hooking up with us, and we hope to see you again in town real soon. Lacey from Flyleaf, ladies and gentlemen, and that in-studio performance rocks. It's online at rock945.com.
Thank you.
All right, have fun Sunday night.
Okay, bye, Jeff.
Yeah, talk to you later on.